Additional crop stress will likely occur across a big part of the Midwest as we go forward through the next several days due to the lack of precipitation and very warm temperatures. We're likely to see the heat peak out again across a fair amount of the Midwest as we move forward through the next 3 or 4 days, with Thursday afternoon probably the hottest day of this week. We'll likely see temperatures at that point in time likely peaking out in the 90s and lower 100s across much of the lower portions of the Midwest. We will expect to see the hottest temperatures occur from Kansas and parts of Nebraska eastward through Missouri and to portions of Illinois and Indiana, as well as portions southward into Kentucky and the northern portions of the U.S. Delta. The temperatures in these areas will likely peak out in the range of 95 to around 103 degrees, and there will be a fairly good chance that some of the crops in this region will become more seriously stressed by the heat and the dryness. There will be a chance for showers and thunderstorms occurring across a portion of the Midwest as we move forward through these the Thursday through Sunday period. Two or three little waves of energy will likely move through the atmosphere and will help to generate some precipitation. I don't think that anybody's going to get a general soaking, but there will be a few counties and parts of counties from Iowa into northern Illinois and parts of Ohio that could get more than an inch of rain, and certainly that will be welcome, but it's not likely to be common at all. Most of the precipitation will run 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, and again, not enough to counter evaporation, with temperatures often in the 80s and 90s. We're going to see the opportunity for rain continue as we move into the second week of the outlook, but with that additional precipitation potential, there's still no general soaking advertised in the computer model data, and for that reason, many areas that are hurting for moisture today will likely still be hurting a week from now. The driest areas are expanding as we move forward in time. It used to be that the Tennessee River Basin and parts of the northern delta northward into Indiana was the driest region, but here recently we've seen some of the drier biased conditions expanding more deeply across Illinois and also southward through most of the delta and into the interior portions of the southeastern states. As we move on now through these next several days, there will be no rain in the delta or the southeast part of the country, or at least the interior southeast, and for that reason we'll see a further expansion of dryness and more crop stress likely as a result of this. The heat will likely continue in some of the southern states, while the Midwest as a whole will likely see a little less heat perhaps as we get into the weekend and early next week. That doesn't mean we're going to be seeing 70 degree highs. It means the temperatures will be in the 80s and lower 90s instead of well into the 90s, as we're going to see here in the latter part of this week. Crop stress is also occurring in parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, and may develop in a few areas in Iowa in the southern parts of the state, where precipitation is not likely to be very great and temperatures will also be very warm to hot. The low temperatures at night are going to drop back into the 50s and 60s in a lot of areas, but some lower 70s will likely occur as well. That means that crops will not get as much rest at night, dealing with some of the stress across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.